going to cry dav nesach this but become dav samach beis. Begin on beis. Begin test not to become dibbara b'sula. So if it's too high, so it's going to be invalid. I mean, it's over 20 amos. It's possible like a sukkah kamavo. That are also possible when they're over 20 amos because you can't see it. Which says the same. It's a wonder because tavla the mimimai. The wording should have been you should lower it. Because the min brish mitzvah the sukkah like we said in the beginning mitzvah sukkah beis minav mavoi, which is a drabban. It's rabbinic law. Tantekantu. We say the remedy, which is to lower it. And by sukkah deraisa, you say pasul. Well, here it's rabbinic near Chanukah, so why are you saying pasul? Why don't you just say you might, which is you just have to make it lower than 20 amos. Yeshem says you can say as much of the boilam because since you want to say it's like sukkah and mavi, which is pasul mal machav, so not kolashim pasul because the terminology of pasul applies by sukkah, so we say the same terminology by Chanukah. Well, you know, another approach you could say is lafisher tok laharach balashim because really would have had to have been lengthy regarding the terminology, but let me have to say, you can't just say you might. Because you have to say yichab, you have to put it out, but you might then lower it, then you have to be out, and then go and relight it, because the might commission with lakas, like just lower it as it's lit. If it was lit above 20, the hadlakas, I submit, it's not enough to just lower it. And to the mean, like the one said, Shabbat Avchav Beis Ambeit, said, look at the name, so let's say you lit it inside, which is supposed to be lit on the outside, and instead of doing that, you just take it outside. Lots of people haven't done anything. So it's no different when it's too high, it wouldn't be enough just to lower it, and therefore, just it would be too long in terminology, so therefore, we just said psula. So I'll return to the sixth paragraph sentence Baba Kama with Taisa, and we'll begin the seventh paragraph Meruba, which Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Miktan ein bein b'chulu. Did we say that there's no difference? Don't even like that we only said one difference and another difference doesn't apply. As Taisa says, Mashmacha sounds like over here, but hey, chadutan ein bein, where you say the words of there's no difference. You cannot say, oh, that we learned and we left things over. Because it's saying no, that the inference is that there is nothing else that wasn't mentioned. But Vikshai Redeemer Alliance, yes, Ma did not. This we learned in the Mishnah, Perakam de Megillah, and the Chazim Nav, over there in the Maschal, ain't to discuss this. In being a Derm Nadavis, there's no difference between a vow and a donation. Elish on the Derm Chai Bechrusin, it's just that a vow, you're responsible for insurance. When the Dovis in Chai Bechrusin, and a donation, you're not responsible for its insurance. Now, like Hatiyeka, but there are differences. On a double, when a meiser, a donation could come from meiser, from a tithe. When another should double shabachaber regarding a vow, which is an obligation, in the way of melchulin only comes from unconsecrated funds. Because it's not about tithe, like mishnah himself knows that pay based on aleph. So you see, even though it says in bein, there are other differences that weren't mentioned. There's some says what you say is not the husband of all the shans called in yin shenedim and double chalukim zimetzina. That's not come to tell us everything that's different. In that in bain, the differences between that and the dava. Elabol Lamech is going to tell us she'in chil hava bezeh yesim bezeh, that there's no more obligation of in the, you're bringing it of this one with another one. Elach Christ only regarding the responsibility when bal ta'acher, but that's regarding not to delay. Yeah, zebra shaman, they're both the same, and we're just not talking about in that context. This was the in bain. But Chen Totu regarding the halacha of Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yemek Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos L'Yemek Kippurim. Only this. Now, Lo Er L'Chol D'Vam Shabbos. It wasn't told about regarding everything that's between them. Regarding the Sachil, there are other differences, like the prohibition of eating, which is only Yom Kippur, not in Shabbos. It just wasn't in that context. V'chein Ein Bein Yom T'Lo Shabbos. No difference between Yom T'Lo Shabbos L'Lech Nebes Wovad. Only regarding things that you eat, which on Yom T'Lo Yom T'Lo Shabbos L'Lech Nefesh. Again, Lo Er L'Chem Shabbos. It wasn't talking about the severity between them, kugan lava misa, which is a difference between them, if it's negative prohibition or it's liable for death. El davar asa imut lezman was only regarding what you're allowed to, or not allowed to do. For that, this is the only difference. That's one approach. But just from another approach, you could say to answer today's original question, the Rimer lines is the hach mishnah megillah. That mishnah megillah, shenui b'mesechtes kanim, was actually taught b'mesechtes kanim in the first paragraph of ilas ha'if, regarding ilas ha'if. Now, oila and oila bein ned the bein adav. You're right, an oila in the bomb and a meiser cannot be brought from meiser because kiven in b'achilas adam and oila, whether it's neder or nedava, it's totally burnt on the mizrach. There's no eating with a person. The kedosh b'sabri pegas the aser tam lema b'achalta b'samachta, which is simchah shibachila, has to be a joy that there's eating. Yet to oila that excludes oila in the bomb machil. There's no eating, and that's why that you're right. That then that is the only difference. And v'ein la'arach kan yosef says we don't have to be lengthy more about this over here. And Taisin Chagiga Dav Chesmanav the Maschalmai and Taisin Tanis the Gimel Beis the Maschalmai elaborates on this. Couldn't like Taisin to begin with the word the Gemara Meruba Ketani. We didn't say Ein Bein. We just said that it's more, which a ton of Atayi we learned and we left over. Says Taisin. Now, so there's obviously a difference between the two different versions of the Gemara. So according to the first version, the Gemara makes that deek and says, yeah, that that the fact that we didn't say another difference must mean that it's not a difference. And the second version says, no, it's not a raya, because we didn't say anything, we just said meruba. So Tais explains lashon rishon. So according to the first version, that the maisisiata that brings a proof from this, loyboyulaneimer, the shire doesn't want to say that it was left out. The sabahulishna, because that version holds the kivin the ketanim meruba, because since it said that this one's more than the other one, ain loymer shire. So you don't say anything was left out. Maybe ain bein, just like when you say there's no difference. And mechem asma aloshin the kamalishna basra. So to the wording of the second version indicates what the first version would hold. That because miktani does it say ain bein meruba ketanim masra sounds like shetchilah. That meaning that the lishna kama held the meruba have a kamayin bein, that is the same thing, and therefore there's no reason to say anything was left out. But then, since Tzitzis Bim Tami, we're going to say the classic Talmudic question: "My shai the high shai." We know generally the Gemara always asks and tells us, "Well, if this is left out, what else is left out? You tell me that there might have been something left out." But as the lishna bas says, "Well, what else?" What you could say is the shai tainis gan ba'aveda. You could say what was left out was you make a claim by a lost object that it was stolen from you. The Darshan come on, the Gemara later on, Darshan on the next daf, that Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishalim Kefil, that you're going to pay Kefil, and the time is gone a bit becotten, but if you make a claim that it was stolen by a deposit, you're not going to pay 4 or 5 times the amount when it was slaughtered or sold. So, Hachanam, time is gone away. You could say the same thing is regarding by a lost object too. So that's a difference regarding Dalad Vehei by a Tainas Ganav by a Aveda. But moreover, Shemeshayer, you could say what was left out was Shutuf, Shagana Mechaveri, a partner who stole from his friend, and the Shutuf and Shagam, meaning from his partner, the Shutuf and Shagamvu, and partners who steal, Loimisham above Chamisha. They don't pay Dalad Vehei. They'll come and pick like later on, the Fayan Chesma base, in contrast to Kefal. Also, though, those who explain that no, a different approach. That here we're not concerned, which is addressing that original question. I know it could be there's nothing else left over. So why don't you ask the question? Because we're not saying a number of the Golly line. We're just saying there's something more by cable than Dal V'Hei. But not to say everything. And it could be only thing was left out. In contrast, when you say a number, then you're not going to leave out less than two. Excluding property regarding the salach of kefir. So Tzitzis Bim Tami can say, Tzitzis have to take a second look. It says, Kivin the imiti mishvua, since anyways, karka is excluded from the halacha of taking an oath, because it means practice of like Moses Bum Zidam Zan Beis. So then, very simply, typically the imam kefil, of course there's no kefil between times gallon when you make a claim that it was stolen from you. To limit shalom of the shavu, you could only pay when there's an oath, because I'm really coming from like the Gemara tells later on the next daf, on the days, which it's only when you swear. The likely maybe you cannot say the itzrich lekayvet v'nishba that you need it for a case when you're right. There's no chiyuv shuba when he jumped and he swore because the bagaz the more later on the kavav menav muach it's obvious lemishalom that you don't pay elim kain bez mashvin as long as the courts make him swear. So how could you? Why do you need a meet of kefil if the whole halacha is only when you swear? There's no halacha of chiyuv shuba on karka. Hashem attests what you can say is the itzrich lekayvet v'nishba they kill gold. You need it when he had to swear. Although you generally don't swear karkas, but when the person has to swear for a different reason, they can then devolve it that he has to then swear on karka also. It's called gilgul shvur. Kedan, like learning mission condition of chavam menav zekin on the chasim mishas machayis, that there is going to be the obligation for karka im on the chasim chulu with the chasim sheilim achrayis, which are metal l'shavalem to have to swear on them. But since there's a mi, however, a different approach you could say is l'fidu maskin lekaman according to what the gemara ultimately comes out on the next daf. That high call, ribui hu, that the word call is a ribui, midlik siv hani prati gabi kesav akelim, and the fact that it doesn't say these specifics by kesav akelim, the srila, the kevah shua call echad, and it holds that these two psukim of shua and kevah are the same. So nicha, then it makes sense. Because like elachad kar, litabai, there's only one pasuk for both of them, you're right, it's the same source where you know the patan shua is patan kevah, not a separate source. Then it's like, what am I going to say? Beginim bukarka hechashaycha, how do you even have the case in the first place? How could you steal property? Sometimes we can say it's been massacable when he pushes over the boundary line, taking over his neighbor's property that's stealing it. Or inam, you could say it's been mechubal karka, but something that's attached to the ground. Kahid, you'd find them too nice. Like when a guy claims regarding when there's 10 laden grapevines with fruits, but hey, and he claims that 5 of them were stolen. And then turns out that he himself stole it and shvurs that. So that's that's something that is, right, can't steal property because it always remains what it is, but something that's mechubel karka, you could have regarding making claims on the trees, which since it's mechubel karka, it has halach like karka, but it is something that could be stolen. It says, Master, between the words, the Gemara, Yotzer Shtars. And one of the things that we exclude is documents. So it says, we can say, wait a second, Lomali Kralamai Mekefo, why didn't the Pasuk exclude the liability of Shtar from Kefo? Vafel of the Biyadim, Lomisham Karen. But even if you actually destroyed the document, you don't pay even the principal. Lomam Deloy Doin Din Gamir, according to one that does not advocate cases of indirect cause. And even the one that holds that you are liable, liable in Rabban, it's only rabbinical, because the preacher said, like we explained on Daf and Dalman Av, their Masakal Chamor. What you say is, you're right, but Kiman the Isa Lishnab, and since the document is here, he's caught with it, that he has it, so Chayb Lahakzer, he has to give it back. He says, oh, could I think we would have thought to say the Gishim Mansa when he gives it back, Mashalim, Hakabalim, he has to give the cable with it. So you're right, although when you destroy the thing itself, there's no liability, but when it is here and you have to give it back, so then you see it's something that you have a liability for. Maybe you would say you have quite full liability too. That's what saying, no, that Yotzer Shtaros that don't share this commonality, and therefore there's no halacha of kefil.